Margaret Cho. You're listening to CJFF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University.
Cheese, please, you're so fine. You want to listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, bacon scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Oh, hi. How you doing? Hey, come on right in. Glad you could make it. Fancy meeting you here. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Hey, see that big couch over in the corner there? Come on over. Yeah, come on in. As we bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week once again, and you could make it. Hey, do we have any beverages, Daffodil?
There's a whole fridge of them right next to the couch.
In our pseudo living room here?
Yes.
Okay.
In the little lounge you have off on the side.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. The fridge. Don't take too much now. That costs money. We have to cut back.
We don't pay for it. It comes with the building.
I was trying to make money, Daffodil. Jeez. Oh, well. Anyway, on the show this week, we can't put it any other way I can think of anyway. We're focusing on Beatles novelty records that we haven't played before.
So not Beatles songs, but songs about Beatles.
Pretty much. I mean, they've been around for 60-odd years. They get passed from one generation to the next. Everyone knows I Want to Hold Your Hand, Love Me Do, and all those other Beatles songs. But you never hear a lot about the parodies that came out around the big Beatles fad in the 60s. So we're digging into and finding even more of those.
Cool.
And on top of that, in the why would you want to play that, I'm not going to tell you why we want to play it.
You'll figure it out when we get there.
It's pretty common sense in my world. While we're starting off, a big dance in the 1960s was the Watusi. And of course, if you were into Batman, you know about the Batusi. But we're going to play a couple songs, La Cuckoo Watusi, coming up with Bobby J and the Hawks. But we're starting off with Watusi Lucy. I just like saying that. On
Cheese Please.
Thank you. This is 30 minutes of gloriously goofy, groovy, and gloriously cheesy tunes.
Cheese.
Bobby J and the Hawks and La Cuckoo Watusi. And before that, we had Watusi Lucy, Bobby J and the Hawks. And I was looking it up on Google while I was listening to that. And apparently, the Watusi is a 1960s solo dance craze performed by bending the knees, swaying the hips, and alternating arm movements.
It's very weird looking.
Usually with a slightly forward crouch.
Yes.
That's like one of those things at the car lot, isn't it?
No. It is not like a whacking inflatable tube man.
Well, he's whacking his arms, isn't he?
Yes, but he's not doing the Watusi.
Fine.
He has no hips.
That's true. My name is Snarky.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. We continue into the 1960s. That was a teaser, starting the early 1960s with a Watusi. Now, we move towards Beatles novelty records that we haven't played before. From the mid-1960s. You know who the Beatles are, right?
I know who the Beatles
are. Who doesn't know what the Beatles are?
Probably young people.
Well, yeah. I remember that guy said, wow, Paul McCartney collaborating with Kanye West. Hey, Kanye may actually help him get a career.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what are we playing?
Oh, coming up shortly, long away, I suppose. There's Bobby Wilding, and Since I've Been Wearing My Hair Like a Beetle, Don Bowman, and the other Ringo in the distance. But our first set of four, so...
These two of the four.
Yes, thank you. We got the Bagels, B-A-G-L-E-S, and I Want to Hold Your Hair. I don't write these things.
I know.
But we're starting off with the Scramblers and the Beetle Walk on...
Cheese, Please!
Walk, 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 walk
First of all, you gotta get some hair up on the top of your head. Then you let it hang down so it's a looking dead. You get you a guitar and some real tight pants. Then you're ready to do the Beatle Walk Walk Dance.
The Beatle Walk Walk Walk. 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 The Beatle Walk. The Beatle Walk. The Beatle Walk.
Well now, my name ain't Paul.
Walk, walk.
My name ain't John.
Walk, walk.
Oh, my name ain't George. Well, they just call me Sam. Yeah, the Beatle Walking Man.
Walk, walk. Walk, 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 walk.
Direct from their record-breaking tour of the world, making their American debut, let's hear it for the Bagels!
Something that no other singing group in the whole world has got, such as...
Well, we're all bald.
We're the Bagels.
Jerome?
No, man, I'm not Jerome, I'm Dingo.
Well, Jerome, Dingo, whoever you are, you're supposed to have your face rocking when Paul is wiggling his shoulder blades.
Yes, but I don't start wiggling my shoulder blades till I see Jerome rock his face.
Yes, but in all defense of Jerome, he doesn't rock his face until he sees Felix knock his knees.
Oh, let's get on with this.
Well, I'm not supposed to knock my knees till Dingo goes bub 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 on the drum, and that's my cue, ma'am.
All right, Dingo, give us a bub 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 bump so Felix can have his blasted cue.
I'll just ask for a bump, 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 bump.
You know how much I need you.
That's what I wanted.
You know I think you're neat.
Stiff upper.
And all I ask is just a chance to sweep you off of my feet.
Sold 10 billion records last week.
It would be divine.
Five records for every man, woman, and child in the world.
Greedy, aren't they?
But honey, babe, I swear, if I can't hold your hair, then I will just hold my, hold my, hold my.
Gee, Cheese Please with the Bagels, sounding a lot like the Modest Lads there.
And a little bit, yeah.
I Want to Hold Your Hair, and before that we had the Scramblers and the Beatle Walk. Couple more on our Beatles novelty record set we haven't played yet. Since I've been wearing my hair like a beetle by Bobby Wilding, coming up shortly, but the Other Ringo by Don Bowman on
Cheese Please.
Yay!
Found him in the gutter with a gash in his head. Thought he was dead, but he is alive and stead. He is playing his drums, the country music fan. Snuck up behind with a brick in his hand. Cut looked bad, so I combed down his hair. That night I created there Ringo. The wound healed fast, I'm proud to say. Liked his hair combed down that way. Had to be cut just a little in front. He kept swinging, missing, falling through his drums. Liked it so well he found three other guys. Wore their hair all down in their eyes like Ringo. Together they created a brand new sound. Made girls faint and parents leave town. Tried not to like the music they played. Locked myself in my room for days. Hung Beatle pictures all over my walls. Stopped getting my hair cut and let it grow long like Ringo's.
Ringo.
Symptoms was there. Knew I was hooked. Ran out and bought all their emblems I could. Anybody ask, I denied it, of course. But I sang along until I was hoarse. It is no use, I can tell I'm sick. I'm a Beatle addict. I need to fix some Ringo.
Won't you please, please help?
I guarded my secret the best I could. But tragedy struck like I knew it would. Word leaked out all over town. My leader, Chet Atkins, had finally found out. They took away my picks and hung up my guitar. Now I guess I'll never be a star like Ringo.
Ringo.
They say I can go home in a month or two. The cure's working fine, but my career's all through. Cut down to just two Beatle records a day and nearly stopped saying yay, yay, yay. But there's not much demand, should have known all along. For a cowboy singer with hair this long, like Ringo's.
Novelty Nuggets, musical misfires. Snarf Dude and Daffodil dig up the cheesiest songs you'll never admit to loving.
Cheese.
I never really had much luck with girls. I never was the hero kind. Well, since I'm wearing my hair like a beetle, the girls all wanna be mine. I seldom used to go out.
Much
with Bobby Wilding, and since I've been wearing my hair like a beetle, wow.
If you had more hair, you could try that.
I was going to say, can I cut my hair like a beetle, Daffodil?
No, you don't have enough hair for that.
Thank you.
And when you grow your hair out, it's more mad scientists and less Beatles.
Oh, no. And before that, we had Don Bowman. He was parodying two songs, actually. Yeah, the Beatles, of course, as we mentioned. But he also was parodying the Lorne Greene number one hit from 1964 called Ringo.
The country almost rap song.
Yeah, but it also got into pop.
True.
Number one, it actually beat the Beatles out of the number one spot in 1964, so go figure.
Interesting.
My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we're going to move on to this, which is slightly different.
For something completely different. It's Keys Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Slightly different.
Yeah, I'm in the doghouse now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Quick on the trigger finger, you are.
Just a little too much. Well, we've been talking about the Beatles. We've been talking about parading.
And we have to talk about My Modest Lads.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the Beatle parody group from Iowa.
We love them. Love them.
Yes, yes. We got to give them a spin on the show. We have no choice. That's why we want to play that. So
it's not because it's bad, guys, because it's really not.
No. It's the Modest Lads and She Could Be in the Beatles. On?
Cheese, please.
Well, she's so clean and cool, she could be in the Beatles. Yeah, she walks and talks so cool, she could be in the Beatles. She'd be playing those cool guitars through cool box amplifiers and singing along with Mo and Timmy and Phil in the Beatles.
Wait, who's that then?
What?
Well, this Mo and Timmy and Phil, who is that?
Well, that's the Beatles, who that is.
It's certainly not the Beatles. It might be the Christmas Jellies.
I know, the Beatles.
No. The Beatles.
I've seen them live on American telly every Wednesday night.
Oh, you've seen them on the telly?
Singing.
All right. What were they singing then?
Well, I sang like this.
With the Modest Lads, she could be in the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. There was a lot of yeah, yeahs going on back then, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yo, bing, bing, bong, bong, bom, bom, boom, boom.
I have to say
what?
That the Modest Lads were the first members of my personal fan club.
Oh, really?
Yes. The first fan letters I ever got were from the Modest Lads.
You have a fan club?
I do.
I did not know this.
I do, and the Modest Lads are charter members.
Do I have to pay any dues?
No, you're probably the president of my fan club.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Maybe I can charge some money to have the Daffodil fan club.
No.
You know, we can put
free
out a...
free membership.
Yeah, but we have to pay for the quarterly newsletter and all that stuff, right?
There's never been a newsletter. Were you planning to make a newsletter? Because I would be really excited about that.
Who writes it?
It would have to be you if you're the president of my fan club.
Are you retiring already?
Yeah, I'm tempted. That's like work, Daffodil.
Well, it is work.
I do this show. I program the show. I edit it, package it, and post it every week.
And I come in and I give my bubbling wit and intelligence and making fun of you. It's a lot of work making fun of you, you know.
And I have to put up with that.
Exactly.
Oh, well, let's just put that idea on hold.
You want to put a pin in that, eh?
Yeah, just a bit. Anyway, it's that time.
It is that time.
Really? Oh, I was having so much fun.
Yep, the tornado on the radio strikes again.
Oh, as we open up the bunker. And the tube, I should say. Here comes the tube. Oh, open the door. Get the piece of paper. There it is. And we're still in the UK.
It was
so
kind of a UK kind of show for the most part.
Not necessarily intentional, but that's the way it was. We have Benny Hill ending off the show with Transistor Radio. You kids out there, you missed all that transistor radio fun we had back then.
Yeah, I don't think kids know much about transistor radios.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, join us again for additional shenanigans.
She's got a transistor radio. She takes it everywhere we go. She takes it when we go out a walking, even to a movie show. One out just last night in the pale moonlight, I asked her for a kiss. But instead of hearing her whisper sweet words of love, all that I could hear was this. Baby lived to ask her for a date. There I was, walking up the garden path around about a half past eight. When I heard a sound, made my poor heart pound. It stopped me in my stride. I seemed to hear the voice of another guy coming from inside. I wonder if you're lonesome tonight, but no one to call. Maybe that's because you're 11 feet tall. All the world's a stage, they say. I've often heard that said. But I don't have a wooden heart. I have a wooden head. I'd like to take a transistor radio and throw it in the deep blue sea. I'm so jealous of a transistor radio, 'cause it takes her mind off me. I said, oh baby, please be mine. I want you for my own. Tell me, is your love for somebody else, or is it for me alone?
It's also for Nagaya Guki of British Honduras, Mbongo Appledurian of New Guinea, and Fred Glockenlocker of British West Hartlepool.
I swore to her that I would be always true and love her all the while. And on that oh so happy day in May, I took her down the aisle. Now do you take this man to be your loving husband? The preacher softly said. But he never heard you say I do, 'cause this is what he heard instead.
Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah. Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah.
You told me you were just 18 on the telephone. I thought that you meant 18 years, but you meant 18 stone, big fat mama.
We went to spend our honeymoon down on the island of Capri. I found ourselves a very small hotel, as quiet as could be. But when I got up to our room upon our wedding night, this is the sound that reached my ears as I switched out the light.
Darling.
Here. Where's the radio?
Music he wants.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.